The definition of sound, vibrations that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person's ear. That's not the only definition of sound. There's a sound in one's voice that lets you know just what they feel. There is a sound of pain, a sound of joy, a sound of strength, a sound of love, a sound of desperation, and a sound of victory. Listen to the sound.
I'm gospel recording artist Appointed. Please stay tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross. In the days
of the youth. Why the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, thou should have no pleasure in thee. Jesus is gone and what you're ill is soon to come. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side. Calling you, Jesus is calling.
He's calling.
Jesus is calling. Even calling you.
You had the stacks and the guns. Man. Remember them times where everything went wrong and you blamed everyone else with that same old song? It got old. You gotta call.
Jinky.
I mean, I've been praying for you.
Stop letting the devil use you.
You keep it up, I'm gonna start praying against you. Old Testament style. Brother Al at your service.
Time you have to.
Just cause you don't see a little sin on my face, don't mean I'm a sucker. I let you get away with that, that don't mean that I trust you. Just cause I put a little judgment on you, that don't mean I don't love you. Just cause you claim that you Christian, don't mean that my goddamn little dummy. Just cause you don't see no sin on my face, that don't mean I'm a sucker. God let you get away with that don't mean that I trust you. Just cause I put a little judgment on you, that don't mean I don't love you. Just cause you claim that you Christian, don't mean that my goddamn little dummy. You hid underneath the veil of salvation, don't mean I don't see you.
I said it.
You go against truth, you lie to yourself, you think I believe. I'ma stand for what's right, you do what you want, you can take it or leave.
I said it.
That look on their face when they trying to deceive you, but you don't believe. Since Boo Boo the fool, I don't play by them rules, I pray against evil.
I said it.
I'm gentle on purpose, got spirit is working, these prayers make you nervous. Cut off my escape, if you do it your way, you gon' see God on purpose.
I said it.
Brother Al at your service, not leading the blind, speak truth to your purpose.
Buddy.
You quote a dead man with blood on his hands, your knowledge is worthless. Just cause you don't see a little sin on my face, don't mean I'm a sucker. God let you get away with that don't mean that I trust you. Just cause I put a little judgment on you, that don't mean I don't love you. Just cause you claim that you Christian, don't mean that my goddamn little dummy. Cause you don't see no sin on my face, that don't mean I'm a sucker. God let you get away with that don't mean that I trust you. Just cause I put a little judgment on you, that don't mean I don't love you. Just cause you claim that you Christian, don't mean that my goddamn little dummy. You got no fruit, I got my guard up.
I said it.
She say she married, she's acting hard up.
Buddy.
I dodge advances in that Starbucks.
I said it.
This Christian woman, she's a star slut.
Buddy.
I had to cut her like a bad clutch.
Said it.
I throw them scriptures, they be mad much.
Buddy.
Our sinless faces make them attack us.
I said it.
And they put for evidence that we got love.
Buddy.
They do all kind of evil, saying don't judge. Just cause you don't see a little sin on my face, don't mean I'm a sucker. God let you get away with that don't mean that I trust you. Just cause I put a little judgment on you, that don't mean I don't love you. Just cause you claim that you Christian, don't mean that my goddamn little dummy. Just cause you don't see no sin on my face, that don't mean I'm a sucker. God let you get away with that don't mean that I trust you. Just cause I put a little judgment on you, that don't mean I don't love you. Just cause you claim that you Christian don't mean that my goddamn little dummy.
Blessings and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead minister and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. And Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is Christian hip-hop recording artist Brother Al. Brother Al, before we begin our discussion, welcome, and please tell the Kingdom who you are. Who is Brother Al in the Kingdom of God?
I appreciate it, man of God. Brother Al in the Kingdom of God is a servant. I have no place higher or lower than servitude because just what I do and the gifts that God has given me and the talent that God has given me, basically my job is to be a blessing unto the people and to be edifying in everything that I do. And, you know, I can't, what is the foot tail to the leg? I have no part with thee, right? So I do my part. And if there's holes in the ship, my job is to fill it and not complain. Amen.
Amen. And please share with us your story of repentance and relationship with Christ Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm originally from Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I've been down south here in Savannah, Georgia, about maybe going on 13 years now. And bottom line here is that God couldn't save me or didn't save me until I came here. I was unreachable in Illinois, flat out unreachable. And God brought me here. I thought I came here to change the weather when I really realized he brought me here to save my soul and soften my heart. And I've been running for my life ever since. And as far as relationship goes, my relationship to Christ is tied to my obedience. Without obedience, I have no relationship.
Yes. Amen. Brother Al,
I hate to simplify it like that, but
introduce our topic, begin our discussion, and let's go to the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. So the topic is concerning being perfect. A lot of times people have used the scriptures for all of sin and come short of the glory of God as an excuse scripture that we can't be perfect. And people, men of God across this country will tell you that only one is perfect. And I come to break that up today in the name of the Lord. If we can go right into the Word of God, let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Okay? And the scripture saith there that be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And that was Christ talking. If it was impossible for us to be perfect, Christ would not have put that burden on us if it wasn't possible. So you can be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. I would like to touch on Philippians chapter 3, verse 15. And even in that, I don't know if you want to read that for me, but I'll read it. It says, let us therefore as many as be perfect. That means that even at that time, writing to the Philippians, as many as be perfect. That means they were already perfect. Be thus minded. And if anything, ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So even if you otherwise minded and you're perfect, God will reveal that to you. So Hebrews 6 and 1, you know, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. What does that mean? Stop getting saved every Sunday. The principle of doctrines of Christ is Jesus saved, right? All right, now let's go on unto perfection. Why? Because you need it. Not laying again the foundation of repentance for dead works and faith and of faith towards God. When you keep your faith towards God, stop sinning over the same thing you know not to be sinning over. The Bible says, for a man to do good and doeth it not, for him it is sin. So if you say, well, Brother Al, how can I be perfect? I tell you just like this. If you walk in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, right, hope, all that, if you walk it, every hour occupy that spirit, there is nothing else outside. There is no law higher than those things. You are perfect when you operate in the Spirit of God because you are not operating in you. That is the Holy Ghost. Those spirits and qualities, so each hour you can create a fruit chart to see if you had the fruit of that of the Spirit that hour, and you were mindfully trying to keep track of your perfection. So when a situation came up and you didn't have the patience, you tracked it and said, next hour I'm going to have more patience concerning this thing. So next hour you become perfect concerning your patience, and it's going to have its perfect work because you're conscious. Jesus said, watch ye and pray. It's not enough to pray. You have to watch. Watch. Well, watch to make sure you're producing the love you're supposed to produce. Watch to make sure you're producing the hope and the faith and the meekness and the kindness and the temperance and the long-suffering. Nobody want to suffer long because I don't have to take that is the spirit of today. But when you operate in the fruit of the Spirit, you are perfect in that moment. Now, the thing is, how many of these moments can you have in a day? Were you perfect between 9 to 5, and then after 5, you threw your perfection away? Were you perfect in the environment in which they have the rule over you, but outside of anybody having the physical rule over you, you lose your perfection? You don't value it? That's where we at. We can be perfect. We just must exercise the fruit of the Spirit. There's nothing higher than that. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is given to those who obey, not to those who have a gift. The Holy Ghost is given to those who obey. You can't tap into your gift spiritually unless you obey. So y'all pray for Brother Al. This is a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people because they tell you only you God is perfect. But that's a lie. We can be perfect when we operate within the fruit of the Spirit because there's nothing more perfect than that. And that's what is expected of us. Man of God, you got something to say?
Amen, amen, and amen again. Kingdom, our discussion for this episode is being perfect. Kingdom, the definition of perfect is being without fault or defect, flawless like a perfect diamond and satisfying all requirements, and accurate likened a perfect gentleman. Kingdom, the Hebrew meaning of being perfect is tamim, meaning brought to its end, finished, lacking nothing necessary to completeness. Referencing Matthew 5:48, you therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Kingdom, I think we get a little tripped up by the use of this word when it comes to describing another person in comparison to ourselves. I notice some get an attitude quick, especially when someone is called perfect that is in the same likeness to us. We get this, excuse me, y'all, stank look upon our faces, and it looks from our eyes could kill. My God, folks would drop all over the kingdom. Because right away we let the spirit of intimidation creep in, and instead of properly understanding what God is saying, we get an attitude and begin to compare ourselves with each other. And that can be in looks as far as literal features, or to the point of trying to find a flaw in the other person. When kingdom, what God is really saying is that you have completed an assignment or goal that God has set. But let's understand, God does not give us an assignment independent of God. Psalms 57:2 declares, when David fled from Saul, he said, I will cry to God Most High, who performs on my behalf and rewards me, who brings me to pass his purpose for me and surely completes them. Now, what makes us perfect? That diamond perfection that God is speaking of and desiring is not only that we allow God to complete within us and with us, and again I say within and with us, and how perfection is completed. God is concerned that the goal is completed. Hallelujah. When we talk about being complete, God is concerned, what God is addressing, what God is using in our perfection. God is concerned that the goal is completed with God in obedience in the divine timing, with the foundation of the Word and the fruit of Christ Jesus. Kingdom, in other words, if the goal is to sow a $10 seed, and perhaps you don't have the $10, a perfect diamond to God is when we honestly say, Lord, I don't have the $10 to sow for whatever the purpose is, but if you make a way for me to get it, I won't use that blessing for any other purpose, but I will do with it what you ask me to do. Even if I have to borrow it, I won't lie and I won't steal it to complete the task. But I will take $10, bless the seed, sow it where God said it, in the right attitude, so when God inspects my work, he sees I obeyed and did not sin to do it. I did not lie to do it, and I did it in the time frame that he gave me to do it, which will give me a rating of perfect in God's eyes, because we gave God what God asked for, not spent the $10 on Bibles and said, okay, Lord, I did not do as you asked, but I bought some Bibles instead. Understand, in our eyes, we have supplied the person with God's word. But in the purpose or objective that God wanted to show forth in that moment, we failed because God wanted the $10 to be given first. From that seed being planted, building the faith that would prepare their heart to receive the word of God in its season, to bring the accomplishing of God's purpose. Thus, perfection is not always in how a person looks or how something looks, but is founded upon relationship with the thought in mind that you may not know what it took, or the time it took to arrive to this revelation and perfection declaration from God. Kingdom, a big pretty building may not receive a perfect rating by God. Amen. Rating, when God is rating us, he bases it on how we as individuals build and complete. God in the kingdom, New Testament version, God declares in his word, however, you are to be complete in goodness as your heavenly Father is complete. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Paul declares, however, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. Hebrews 5:14, but strong meat belongs to them that are full of age, even those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Kingdom in God, the perfection is not something attained, but exists eternally. So we draw nearer to God and become partners of the divine nature where we love as he loves. Leviticus 19:10, Moses declared, say to all the assembly of the Israelites, us, you shall be holy, for the Lord your God am holy. 1 Peter 1:15, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. Kingdom in my apostle descent. We must make this our aim. And if we do, Christ is more than enough to help us accomplish it. We are to attain no lower ideal than a full maturity. And this is found in God's divine perfection, which is founded in all-embracing, self-sacrificial love, which is possible in us if we follow the directions given by our God. Brother Al, please give the closing words on our topic of discussion, being perfect.
Amen. Understand this. This is a hourly, secondly, minutely walk. And your job is to work on it. The enemy wants us to work on it all at the same time and accomplish nothing. Set out a task. Set out something that you want to grow from. And follow the fruit of the Spirit in that order. Make yourself a chart. Set yourself an alarm. You got an alarm for everything. Set yourself a Bible alarm so that you can retouch the Word of God. You setting aside 2 hours to study has gotten you where you are, and that could be great. But if you touch the Word 12 times in a day, and you've done that for 365 days out of the year, how much would you have retained for the following year? We have to have the Word of God in us in order for the fruit of the Spirit to materialize, to remind us to be faithful to God and obey. Otherwise, we will lose sight. That's it.
Brother Al, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Look, Brother Al is at your service. I am a servant first, at the same time here as an artist. I also have a small ministry of my own called Workshop for the Soul. And as far as I go, I'm not unreachable. I don't believe in big eyes and little U's. If you need some help, you need somebody to talk to, I'm here. My phone number's on the internet. I'm not hard to find. But at the same time here, you know, you can find me at Brother Al on Facebook. You can find me, Brother Al, in all the stores, music-wise. That way you can check me out. You can find me on maybe one song on Pandora, but the rest will be pretty much in all other media outlets. Just type in Brother Al. And if you want to find songs that I've done with other people, you type in featuring Brother Al. You hit search for that, and you'll find out the collaborations that I've done with others and see what God has blessed others to do that I've been on. Okay, and if you want any free music, you can always type in Brother Al on SoundCloud and take a look at the free catalog there.
And please tell us about the music we will be hearing during this podcast, Not Average and Just Cause.
Yeah, Not Average yields to that perfect idea, being mindful of the fruit. There's nothing average about a person who follows after God. There's nothing average about you. And having the will of God to push past our troubles and our cares, to know that God is still in control, when you do that, you are not average, right? And that's the whole point of that song. when you operate in the spirit of God, you're not average. When you operate in the spirit of compassion, that's not average. That's your reasonable service, but your reasonable service is not average. That's the gist for that song. And hopefully the spirit comes through that when you hear it.
Amen. Kingdom Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, Elation Radio, and at PositivePower21.org. Click on Menu, click on Media Room, click on Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. We're on Kingdom Influencers broadcast every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, Sensational Sounds Radio every Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time, WFFCDB Lexington, Kentucky every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your Google App Play Store, on your cell phone under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk, radio interviews, news, and more. Kingdom, you can now ask Alexa to begin Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International. My latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital stores, so please go over to Amazon and pick you up a copy. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you living your lives at the foot of the cross. Under a open heaven, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's the love in the mixtape.
Chaining us a lot of points.
This I know God is real. I'ma push past it, I am not average, I show much compassion. Wiped a few tears, pushed up my glasses, and I started laughing. Jesus is my master, deal with disaster, I'ma push past it. I'ma push past, I'ma push past, I'ma push past it, I am not average, I show much compassion. Wiped a few tears, pushed up my glasses, then I started laughing. Jesus is my master, deal with disaster, I started laughing. I'ma push past, I'ma push past. You can push past your disaster with laughter. That's the point of his blood running through your whole blast. When you're hoping to master, you can walk on them coals on your trips to Damascus. Fire can't burn the soul of your life. Hustle a disaster. My heart wrapped the scripture. I know from beginning to end what I'm after. I'm running this race by the grace of God. Lord, your will what I'm after. I do not have no plans for my life. I'm trusting you, master. I will not surrender. Eternity in it, y'all frown when I'm laughing. I'ma push past it, I am not average, I show much compassion. Wiped a few tears, pushed up my glasses, and I started laughing. Jesus is my master, deal with disaster. I'ma push past it, I'ma push past it. I'ma push past it, I'ma push past it. I am not average, I show much compassion. Wiped a few tears, pushed up my glasses, and I started laughing. Jesus my master, through a disaster, I started laughing. I'ma push past, I'ma push past. In the middle of rain, I laughed at my pain. Can't take that so serious. God has been with me the whole time. This test ain't that curious. Been preparing my heart the whole time. I can't be that furious. The comma means nothing, my sentence run on. Can't stop at no barrier. God told me to go, no setback. To my Muriel. I came with this courage, tell Houston's I'm here. Now wasn't that serious? God's changing my channel, I tell a new vision, I'm happy appearing. I praise through disaster, well done what I'm after. I take that stuff serious. I'ma push past it, I am not average, I show much compassion. Wiped a few tears, pushed up my glasses, and I started laughing. Jesus is my master, deal with disaster. I'ma push past it, I'ma push past it. gonna push past it. I'ma push past it. I am the average of so much compassion. Wiped a few tears, pushed up my glasses, then I started laughing. Jesus, my master, through a disaster, I started laughing. I'ma push past it. I'ma push past it.
lot that I can really thank him for. When I was moving fast, he had to slow my roll. Out of in control, next episode. Now look here, see when you think about when everybody counts you out, see he the only one that probably really helps you out. I'm talking from experience, you hearing this? I can dance up in heaven. My granny used to always tell me, you gon' be a reverend. But how could I see what she's saying when I was seven? I didn't wanna go to hell, so I kept stepping, reppin' for the Lord. No weapon will be formed. Sunshine on the grind, take me through the storm. Seems like he tested me again, but on the flip side, it's like he's blessing me again.
You better come on.
Hi, I'm Larry W. Robinson, and this is Gospel Updates, your number one source for the who, what, when, why, and where in the gospel community. Today's episode is brought to you by Gospel Updates Magazine, as well as GospelUpdates.com. Apostle John E. Ross has a new song titled, Lord, Give Me Another Chance. It features Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Believers looking for hope and restoration will find encouragement from this song. Lord, Give Me Another Chance speaks of the faithfulness of our God. Here is Apostle John E. Ross, new song titled, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Listen and enjoy.
I mean this from my heart.
From my heart.
I promise I won't sin no more.
I won't sin no more.
Yeah.
Apostle John E. Ross' new song, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and all other digital download stations. You are listening to Gospel Updates. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. I'll have more after this.
Hi, Hi, I'm Tasha Page Lockhart. For over 105 years, the historic Piney Woods Schools has specialized in equipping the heads, heart, and hands of economically disadvantaged students from around the world with a first-class education. The Piney Woods Schools needs your help to continue training young minds for another 105 years. To find out more about Piney Woods and how to give from the heart, log on to pineywoods.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Gospel Updates. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. Before the break, I shared with you Apostle John E. Ross' new song, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Apostle John E. Ross connected with me so that he can give you more insight about his new song. Listen to Apostle John E. Ross now.
Blessings, Larry, and thank you for having me on the show. Lord, give me another chance. When I wrote this song, I wrote it from different perspectives, thinking about the times we mess up repeatedly but not intentionally, meaning a time of growth is needed. And this song also speaks to premeditated, intentional sinning, and I call it that plotting and planning sinning. But now we are repenting from the heart, and we want right standing with God.
You've been listening to Gospel Updates, your number one source for the who, what, when, why, and where in the gospel community. I am your host, Larry W. Robinson. For these and other happenings in the world of gospel, visit gospelupdates.com. Visit gospelupdates.com to submit gospel happenings in your community today, as well as get your subscription to Gospel Updates magazine from gospelupdates.com.
The Bible says he's a king of the Jews. He's a king of Israel. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords.
not been for you, I wouldn't be here today. And I love you, all you youthful minds who have so much to say. You will grow up in your own time and in your own way. And I want to thank you all. You showed me life can be a ball, but I got to thank the Lord. Yeah, I've got to thank the Lord.
Urban Movement Radio.
Keep it turned up.
The definition of